psychologically from the rest of the world. But I think we want to take stock if the... there's another thing we have to think about, which is that the Viet Cong have been working that channel over pretty good. And they have some Russian mines in there. And we either ought to put some mines up in that Haiphong or tell the Russians that they better get those fellows to lay off. We're sick of picking up Russian mines in the Saigon channel.
Now, what do you say? The Russians have been putting mines in the Saigon channel?
Not the Russians, but Russian-manufactured mines are being put by the VC. We have two of them, and then they've been working over that channel pretty well. And if they want to play that kind of game, we can play it better than they can. And I just have a note. Bob Comer did a note on it to me, and I've been following it.
And say to them, if you don't quit putting mines in the Saigon channel, we're going to put them in Haiphong?
Correct. It's one thing we ought to consider. I don't want to go off at half cock on something like that, but I do think we ought soberly to get down the whole agenda with things like that. The trend of attacks in merchant shipping has risen from 1 in 65, 2 in the first half of 66, 5 in the last half of 66, 3 in the first month of 67. VC are now using 1,000-pound Soviet contact mines. And I think at the minimum we ought to tell our friend De Brennan that this is a game that two can play, or maybe we just want to go and lay a few of them and see what happens. All I'm saying is, sir, that we ought to take all the things we might do in the North, make believe we never heard of them before, and then do some pros and cons.
Can't the South Vietnamese lay the mines in Haiphong?
I don't know whether they could fly that kind of aircraft. We could find out.
Well, how's the Viet Cong put theirs in?
They do it with little boats.
Can South Vietnamese do it the same way?
Well, it's kind of far to get up in a little boat.
I'm just thinking, well, tell him, and now the South Vietnamese have been wanting to do this for some time, and they're going to do it.
That's a pretty good idea. Maybe we could get them in the planes, that type. All right, sir, got it.
I'm going to talk to Bob about this and the targets, too.
Right.
And those power plants, we know would hurt them some. I think steel and cement ought to, and I think we ought to just take them one time. I've already approved them. Now, what else is it that we got that we can do?
Well, I don't know whether we could we could accelerate the barrier. I don't know whether that's technically possible. I think we ought to tell... I'd like to see... Westy has been running the war a little on a kind of a... How should I say? A safe sort of 6% basis. He's been pushing his fellows pretty hard, but running it fairly comfortably without sort of forcing the pace much. Very sober and competent way. It's not the way it would be if he were in desperate straits. I think he ought, without trying to be generals here, tell him that we'd like to the maximum the pace of operations to be really picked up against these VC bases. I think he really ought to get a burr under his saddle in accelerating pacification, both the Arvin side of it and our own thing. I think we ought to try to get some roads open and stayed open. I think that a sense of sort of urgency and hard drive of the kind that you had when you had a major war going on. Hell, out there, MacArthur ran those operations with no landing craft. He was very economically strained to get every ounce of fighting power out of a limited supply situation. I'd like to see a little bit of that mood out there in South Vietnam, because the clock is ticking on us. Then I'd like to see the he get his village elections, and then talk to him, and from a position of confidence, begin to try to reach out and grab and talk and cajole and buy out some of these fellows on the other side in the South, and ignore Hanoi for a while, except to clobber him a little bit more. I just think
you don't think Bob Murphy'd be any good at ambassador.
I think he's a little old, sir.
Well, I don't know. He's pretty active the other day, pretty alert.
Yeah. Interesting thought. Max Taylor mentioned Frank Pace. I don't have much feel for him.
Well, I think he's a pretty smart cookie.
Frank Pace, I don't know.
Max mentioned anybody else? Wall, let's have Max in on all these meetings.
He will. I'm briefing him. I was back on
it. I know it, but the other day I had to call him afterwards, and I think he's got awfully good judgment.
I agree with you, sir.
So let's just, when we have him, when we're talking about Saigon, ask me in the morning before the lunch if we want to have Max Taylor. Okay.
That's it.